sheep. They have enclosure. They call that anything separate, or is it just a? It wouldn't be a cow yard, I suppose.
Grandfather had sheep, but I believe they used the same yard part of the time that the cattle were in, and they had a sheep shed.
What about for horses? They used the cow yard too?
Yeah. Sometimes they turned them out in the orchard too, and in the pasture. They did that with sheep too.
Turned them out in the, what did you call them? Turned them out?
Pasture. Or orchard.
Is that the same thing?
Well, no, the orchard isn't a pasture.
I thought that was, you were saying a synonymous,
no,
that one.
No.
What kind of fences do they use on the farms?
Well, now they have the, some of them have electric fences, and most of them are woven wire fences around here. Not too far from here, they have the, what do they call them? Log fences, I believe.
Are they rail? Or?
Yes, it would be a rail fence, wouldn't it? They even have stone fences. Not very many of them, but they're not too far from here. There are a few of them.
There are enough stones around for?
They're old fences, you see, made of years ago.
Uh-huh. When they had stones.
Uh-huh.
What about the little sticky things that? Wire.
Barbed wire fence. I remember that.
And around the house sometimes we'll have wooden boards. You take your stick and go click, 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 click. What kind of a fence?
Oh, I know. I can't think of that word.
You ever call it
picket fence?
Ever call it paling fence?
Mm-hmm.
That's
older.
How would you say it, pronunciation?
Just a paling fence.
Did you ever use that term as a child?
I think grandmother did. Probably my father.
Okay. And if you have a fence, every so often you have to have a
gate.
Or a thing to tack the fence onto is to hold it together, you know. Every 5 feet.
Post.
So you might say that That fence has about 50
posts.
And
what do they call a fence rail? Is that the part that goes across?
Yes.
I hadn't thought of that for years.
If you have some company, you probably get out your very best Havilland.
China.
Do you ever have a term for the thing you put under a hen when she's trying to hatch? You take her egg away.
A nest, you mean?
Yeah. Call it. Is that what they call it, the nest?
Uh-huh.
Is that a false egg of some sort?
Well, in it there's usually a false egg.
What did you call that egg?
Just a nest egg. I have some of those in my house.
Never called it China egg.
Well, yes, they are made of China.
But you wouldn't more likely say nest
we
egg.
We call them a nest egg.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, but they're made of China.
Okay. Going very well. I get untangled here sometimes. All this paper.